Okay, we're on the mission, the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Ein kosten story chob the moed. Im eno mamino she ein lo mayochal harize yichto. Can't write an IOU, but if you don't trust the person, then you can write it. It's a dover havid. Or if the person who writes the shtar doesn't have what to eat, he can have him write it in order to pay him his wages. Ein kosten svarim tefillin and mezuzas b'moed. Not allowed to write the Sifrei Torah, tefillin or mezuzas on Chol HaMoed. That's if you don't need them for Chol HaMoed. But if you need them for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to write them. And Tosfos has a whole discussion whether you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. If you could possibly, you can write tefillin l'tzorech Chol HaMoed. There are those that hold that you do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the reason we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because Shabbos and Yontif is an os, and Chol HaMoed, where you could do malacha, even malachas ha'avid or whatever, is not an os. And others hold that the os of Chol HaMoed is matzah on Pesach, and sukkah on Sukkot, and therefore you don't put tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. It also has a din of Shabbos and Yontif.
What about the day after? When is the day after?
What?
For the immediate day after the
Yontif
at the end.
What does that do anything? No. Doesn't, so you do it then. Do it that day. Do it that night, night before. The night before. Okay. The Ein Magiyin Osachas Safila B'Sefer Ezra. And you can't even fix up the Sefer Torah, even Sefer Ezra. Sefer Ezra was the Sefer that Ezra HaSofer wrote that they used in Bayesheni. And they only needed it when the Melech read it on Yom Kippur or whatever, so it wasn't the Tzorech HaMoed. Others say it's called Sefer HaAzorah. The Sefer Torah they kept in the Azorah. Rav Yehuda Omer Kosi Vodin Tefillin Mezuzah Le'asnur. Rav Yehuda holds that you're allowed to write Tefillin Mezuzah for yourself. The Toveh Al Yurechol Tcheles L'Tzisoso. And you're allowed to spin a thread to make tcheles. Tcheles over here doesn't mean only the tcheles and the chutim for tzitzis. Okay, well, see, the Gemara has different opinions what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, l'gabi these mitzvahs and whatnot. Rashi, meinom amino hamavel alove. If the malva doesn't trust the love, then he can write an IOU, it's a dover of it. O she'ein lo mayochal a sofer. The sofer needs money because he doesn't have what to eat. You can hire a sofer in order to give him money so he can eat on Yontif. I feel of a Sefer Ezra, Sefer Torah Shal Ezra. V'ani shomati Ezra v'Hashem. V'hi v'pirish Sefer Mugo hayo ba'azora, ba'azora v'Hashem. V'hei, ba'azora v'hei. Not Ezra with an aleph, but azora with a hei. V'pirish Sefer Mugo hayo ba'azora, shemimenu hayo magim kol Sifrei Gola. They had a Sefer Torah they kept in the azora that they used to, as proofread all the other Sifrei Torah. L'atzmo l'kayim zuha mitzvah. You need for yourself to makayim the mitzvah. You can write, what's it called, the Torah or mezuzahs or whatever. Right, fix up a Sefer Torah that you need to lay in on Chol HaMoed. Aval the tzibor limkor, but in order to write it to sell, derech schiras ha'vichoshim malacha. Then you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. K'damrin la'el, unkara, the kivin d'lav, agra koshakal, sharshuye ba'almahu b'shari. Right, that you don't take money, so then it's less of a malacha. You're doing it for schora. V'tov al yirecho achutin, avalo b'yado bein etzbosav, u'bepelech k'derechol. You're allowed to spin the thread between your fingers, but not with a spindle, and not between your fingers like you normally do during the week. So it shouldn't be a derechol. Okay, tzon rabbana, kosei vodim tefillin mezuzas li'atzmo. Person is allowed to write tefillin mezuzahs for himself. In other words, not to sell. He needs them. V'tov al yirecho tchelus and tzitzoso. U'la'cherim v'tova. You can do it for yourself, or do it for somebody else for free, as a favor. Divrei Meir, as Rav Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mari Mumochre Shalo V'chozer V'chozer Li'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could sell your own tefillin, and then you don't have tefillin, you can write new ones. So you're allowed to make that harama. Rav Yossi Omer Kosev Umocher Kedarke Kedei Parnasoso. Rav Yossi holds you're allowed to write tefillin mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed, even to sell, not if you don't have anything to eat. that's for sure okay. Kedei Parnas also means you want to enjoy the Yom Tov more. So also you can do it in order to get money to enjoy Yom Tov more. Orli lei Rav l'Rav Chananel, v'amri lo Rav Bar Chana l'Rav Chananel, halacha kosev u'mocher kedarko kedei Parnas also. That's halacha. That you're allowed to write tefillin mezuzah for yourself, and you're allowed to write them to sell if you're going to use the money l'tzorchei chol hamoed. Rashi, l'acherim b'tova lo b'schar. There are mayor holds that you can only write tefillin mezuzah for other people if you don't take money. Marim mocher shalom, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can make a trip and sell your tefillin to them, and then you need tefillin, you can write for yourself. Kein osa kol yom osachad. Do that whole chol hamoed. Kedei parnasah, so, in other words, everyone you write, then you sell it, you write it for yourself, and then you sell it to somebody else, and then you need for yourself, write again for yourself. To make a profit. It's not about somebody who doesn't have to eat. That for sure you're allowed to do. But even allowed to do it, to have money to enjoy the yontif more. V'tov al yurechol tcheles, tanda rabbanan, tova adam al yurechol tcheles v'tzitzoso, avalo be'evin divre b'lezer. You can't do it by tying the threads onto a stone and suspending them so it's easier to spin them. That's the way you normally do it during the week, or one of the ways of doing it during the week, and on a regular day, and therefore you have to do it with a shinli. So you do it, what's it called, al yurecho. The chachom bar af be'evin. The chachom hold no, you can do it even with a stone. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo be'evin avalo be'pelech. You can only use a stone, which is a medium. It's not completely shinli, but it's a shinli. You're not using the regular keli, a spindle, to spin the thread. The chacham marim bein be'evin bein be'pelech. You can use even a spindle to spin the thread. Om Rav Yerush, Om Rav Shmuel, v'chein Rav Chia Barab, Om Rav Yochanan, halacha bein be'evin bein be'pelech, v'halacha kosev kedarko mocher kedei parnasoso. The halacha is that you're allowed to spin the threads for tzitzis, even with a spindle. And you're allowed to write tefillin mezuzahs regular and sell them as long as you're going to use the money for tzorchei hayantif.
Okay. So write it regularly, not double shuris.
Right.
No.
What? Well, can't write it with a shinui. Yeah.
No.
Ksiva tama. What?
Tama. Person wants to write in cholamoid, not a shuris.
So we had before that. What's it called? That writing is a pashas malacha. Tosa speaks about it, what different kind of shinuyim they used to write in a circle, or they wrote backwards, right, or they wrote letters that weren't, what's it called, completed. They left a space in the middle so the letters weren't completed. You have to write with a shinuy on if it's Zorach HaMoed. You know, write with a shinuy. It's a malacha.
Irregular
stuff. What? Right, but even there, as they told you, still have to do with some kind of shinuy. What?
Typing
is a shaila whether that's a meleches ummin or not. Regular writing is considered meleches hedyet. Meleches hedyet you're allowed to do l'tzorech ha-moed, right? Or dover ha-oved, for sure you're allowed to do. But meleches ummin you're not allowed to do l'tzorech ha-moed. You can only do it if it's a dover ha-oved. So some people hold therefore you can't type because it's a meleches ummin. Others hold no umness in typing. A monkey could type. Right? The umness is putting it together the right way, but pushing the button down is not called an umnus. And therefore, same thing goes with typing on a keyboard. Pashas, it's not meleches umman. If it's a tzorech hamoed, it's mutter. What? What? No, you don't. Avalo be'evin, shetola b'chut kadei shiuchel l'shazru yotha. You don't tie a stone onto it to hold it taut so you can spin it better. Mishnah, Koveres Meso Shloshi Yomin Kodim L'Regel, Bakle Menog Zeres Shiva. If you bury somebody 3 days before Yontif, so then the Shiva is bottle. And you don't have to sit Shiva anymore. The 3 days is it, and Yontif takes away the Shiva completely. And we'll see in the Gemara that the 3 days is Lavdavka. Different ways of learning the Mishnah. But some hold the 3 days is Davka the Mishnah, but the Gemara of Maisa holds different like that. Others hold the 3 days in the Mishnah is Lav Davka, even 1 minute before, if you had the Shiva, even 1 minute before you started the Shiva, before Yontif, the Yontif takes away the Shiva. But for the Mishnah's Mash, you need 3 days, because the Ikar of the Avelis is the first 3 days. That's when you cry, whatever, that's the Ikar of Avelis. So Rashi's Mash. The Gemara of Maisa, Halach is not like that. But, okay. Gzereshiva Shmona, Bikulayman Gzereshloshim. If you had 8 days, somebody died 8 days before, so you had the whole Shiva, and then the eighth day is the first day of Shloshim. Since you had part of Shloshim, then the Yontif pushes away the Shloshim completely, and that's it, no more Shloshim. Mipnei Sha'amru Shabbos Olevein Matzekes, because the halacha is that Shabbos counts towards the Shiva, but it's not Mafsik, the Shiva. In other words, after Shabbos, you continue the Shiva. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva, but it doesn't take away the Shiva. After Shabbos, you continue with Avelis. And one of the reasons is because if Shabbos would take away the Avelis, you'd never have a Shiva. There's no, right? Another reason is that Shabbos is only one day. Since only one day, it doesn't push away the whole Shiva. But Regalim, Mapsikin, the Inamolim. Regalim is just the opposite. A Regal doesn't count towards Shiva, right? And the Rashi says the case, according to the Mishnah, that you need 3 days in order to mavatl the Shiva. If you only had 2 days, so you have 2 days of Shiva, then you have the Yontif, and then you have to make up 5 days after that. So the Yontif doesn't count at all towards the Shiva. We don't, there's halacha, there's no halacha like this. But according to the Mishnah, you have 2 days of Shiva, then the Yontif, and then you have to have 5 days of Shiva after Yontif again. So that's called, it's mafsik. If you started 3 days, or the way we hold, even 1 second of Shiva before Yontif, it's mafsik, the Shiva. But it's not, what's it called, Ola. Doesn't count towards the Shiva, Yontif. And the reason is, either because, why is Shabbos not mafsik? So we said, either because you'll never have a Shiva then, or because Shabbos is no mitzvah of Simcha. Mitzvah of Onik, but not Simcha. And Yontif is a mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha pushes away the Avelis. Or because since Regalim are 7 days, we'll see about Shavuos, but Regalim are 7 days, so they can push away the Avelis. But Shabbos, only one day, doesn't push away the Avelis. Those are 3 reasons the Rishonim say why Yontif is different than Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Mishachor Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Keshabbos. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Shavuos becomes like Shabbos, because it's only one day. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you had Tashlumin for the Karbonos all 7 days on Shavuos, just like the other Yomim Tovim, so it had a din of 7 days. We got to be Karbonos. But now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no basic din of Shavuos that lasts after the